Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we're seeing a lot of things in the news with when it comes to Israel and comes to Iran and how the world is like really on fire. Now, we talked about it yesterday, how Iran attacked one of the consulates of Israel and killed 23 people. And they expected Israel not to do anything. What I find really odd is how they kill Israelis and no, like the world's like completely silent about it. Like it's okay. They're Jewish. They're supposed to be killed. It's okay to kill them. But as soon as they retaliate and as soon as they come back and say, you know what? Nope, we're not going to do this any longer. Then all of a sudden it becomes a major problem. Why is that? Why is it a problem when they want to defend themselves, when they want to retaliate against the people that's been killing them? This has happened so frequent. And you would, I would imagine that people say, you know what, Israel, they've been there for how many years now? They've been there for all of this time. But they don't want anyone, to get in the way of what they're doing. They don't want anyone to stand up to them. They don't want anybody. They're not even wanting anybody to fight at all.
So, Chris, the Israeli war cabinet meeting actually just wrapped up here in Tel Aviv not long ago. And an Israeli official tells me that Israel's response to that Iranian attack may now be imminent. They say the consensus among those key Israeli decision makers inside of the war cabinet is that any response needs to come swiftly after the attack, that Israel cannot afford to wait weeks and weeks before responding, that it needs to be seen to responding to an attack of this scale quickly. This official says a number of diplomatic and military options were considered during that several hours long meeting of the war cabinet. And they say that any response will be coordinated with the Americans. But as you guys have been saying, this is not the answer that President Biden has been looking for. He has been urging Prime Minister Netanyahu to take the win, not to retaliate. But it does appear now that there is a consensus, not just from the prime minister, but also from more centrist members of the war cabinet, that an attack of this scale, 350 or so missiles and drones, cannot go unanswered, and that the response will come soon, according to this official.
Okay, so to talk more about this, we're going to bring on my friend Annie Cyrus, and she's like my expert on this. So, Annie, thank you so much for joining us. What do you think is going to end up happening? Because Iran did this huge attack on Israel, and Iran is saying this is a win for them, and Joe Biden is telling Israel to take this as a win for them. So who actually won? Who actually lost? Is anybody winning? Is anybody losing?
Technically, I would say we, American people, lost. Shadow government won. It's not about Iran or Israel. By the way, it's not even Iran. This attack was coordinated and carried out by IRGC, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Were they created by Iran back in 1979? Yes. Are they part of Iran's government? No. They are the Islamic guards. They guard any Islamic revolution in any country. That's why they help support, train, and fund Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, any of them. So this was a pre-planned attack planned between Iran and Biden regime, hoping to bait Israel into a military response to where Iran can actually gain all the support he needs to go against Israel, and for America to pretend to back Israel, for Iran to be able to call on their terrorist cells here in America to carry out an attack. Because remember, immediately they said, if America get behind Israel, we'll attack America. So that's the short version of this whole thing put together.
Well, do you think Iran is going to do it again? Do you think that we can expect them to send more drones? And I've heard other reports where they were saying that they use all of their drones for this attack. But we have to remember they've been giving drones to Russia and, you know, and they've been, I mean, a lot of drones to Russia because of the war between Russia and Ukraine. Are they going to attack again or do you think this is it?
Well, it depends. As far as their drones, no, they didn't run out of drones. They didn't. But it depends. Will Israel retaliate? If Israel does retaliate, yes, this will be an ongoing situation. So look at it this way, Will. We had the scenario of Hezbollah and Israel, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then Hamas and Israel, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then Hamas and Hezbollah versus Israel, back and forth, back and forth. Now it's a new player added to the scenario, IRGC. So depending on how Israel responds, if they don't respond at all, based on what the IRGC general put out yesterday, this was it. This was our retaliation. We're done. We're not looking for any more attacks. But if Israel does retaliate, we will go back in again. So it kind of all depends on how Israel does it. That doesn't mean the attacks on Israel are over, though, because this was just IRGC coming in. The next one will go back to, again, Hezbollah and Hamas.
Interesting. So now we have Israel saying that they are going to retaliate from the attacks that they received from Iran. What does that look like? I mean, so, you know, and I'm talking to you because you, for me, you are the expert. You know more about Iran's tactics more than anybody that I am aware of. So Israel said that they are going to retaliate. Does this mean that you believe that Iran is already gearing up for full-fledged war with Israel? And then will China and Russia get involved? Do you think that's a possibility as well?
So as far as involvement, Russia will definitely get involved. That's for sure. And the reason I say for sure, this isn't about me being an expert on Russia. What I do know is all the behind-closed-door deals that has been made between Iran and Russia. Iran has been nonstop providing Russia support, military support, when it comes to Russia-Ukraine situation. In return, the deal has been, as soon as Iran gives green light that the actual war has started with Israel, Russia will get involved. And Putin already came out and said it, so it's not like I'm giving out some sort of secret. I'm positive Russia will. As far as China, it depends on the circumstances. If they do need China's help, yes, China has no problem getting involved. I don't think that will be the first step. As far as Israel retaliation, you know, it's a very generic word when you say retaliate. You know, a retaliation could be a bunch of talks. Retaliation could be more Iranian military bases in Syria. Retaliation could be a bomb in the middle of Tehran. So I have always been a big supporter of Israel and Israeli people, as you know, Will. But with the current situation and government of Israel, I highly, and I mean extremely highly doubt Israel is going to directly retaliate by going inside Iran. My guess is they're probably going to wait a couple of weeks. They might hit another base in Syria or Lebanon, and that will be the end of it. So depend on how they retaliate. Yes, Iran is ready. Iran has been ready. And again, I want to emphasize, this is not about Israel. This is about America. They've been saying it. So again, I'm not making this up. I'm not guessing. I'm not reading between lines. I'm reading their own lines. Every day since October 7th, they've been saying the chants aren't even death to Israel anymore. It's death to America, straight up. They are using this to be able to carry out the attack here in America. I'm not undermining what's happening in Israel for anyone who's going to call me anti-Semite. I'm not. I don't think it was a win. I don't think it was a nothing. I do believe Iran, if Iran wanted to start a real war with Israel, they wouldn't give warnings. They wouldn't
Iranian
say
oil production is
hour, hour and a half until the drones get there. They would have hit. They would have done real damage, probably worse than October 7th. But they didn't. That tells me this is a bait. Again, it all comes down to how Netanyahu responds and when.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be really interesting in the days to come. I believe what we're seeing is biblical, and so much is happening. And they're getting ready to go into Passover next week in Israel. And I believe that's the reason why a lot of these attacks are taking place. And I just to actually see this unfold in this manner. and the United States of America because of Joe Biden. They're not supporting Israel. I mean, look what Joe Biden's done. Joe Biden has fed the beast. Joe Biden has made it possible for Iran to attack Israel in this way. And you're right. They're not only chanting death to Israel, but they're chanting death to America. And they're even here in the United States of America chanting it, right? You and I remember I went to Dearborn, and it was the first time I've met you personally was in Dearborn. And now in Dearborn, they're chanting death to America as well, death to Israel. But the FBI doesn't show up at their doorstep at these people talking about death to America. What does that actually mean? Does that mean that they're wanting to hold hands with America? Or does that mean they want to destroy America? They want to kill Americans. They want to kill the people in America. Why do you think the FBI hasn't paid them a visit? That I'm aware of, they haven't paid them a visit.
Well, no, they haven't, and they're not going to. But here's the thing. When you allow your enemy to gain momentum, to gain power, to become legislators in your country, I'm referring to Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the rest of them. When you allow them to go on and on and on, since you referred to the Michigan thing, if you remember, Will, someone contacted me via phone, literally asking if there's any way to change my mind not to show up because they couldn't guarantee my safety in their town. We ended up doing the event in the parking lot of police department for them to be able to protect us. This was 2017, I believe, or 18. Years later, they kept asking me and you not to go there and not to provoke them. What did you expect to happen? Of course, they're going to come out and say death to America right here in America. They haven't tried to hide their agenda. The thing is, we're not listening. And FBI has been ordered for many years, Obama years, they're not even trained when it comes to jihad. They don't even know what jihad means. They have a stand down orders. We are the bigger threat. Remember, those of us who love America are the threat towards the end goal of destroying America because they want to destroy America. Now they're just publicly chanting it. And no, they're not going to get arrested. No, they're not going to get a visit from FBI or even local police department. But the question is, what are the Michigan people doing about it? Nothing. They don't want to provoke them. They don't want to get bounties on their head. They don't want to be beheaded. They don't want some guy screaming Allahu Akbar coming in, cutting heads off. Fear. Fear is what's causing this problem. Even though I remember you, America, one of the early phrases I learned when I came here 21 years ago was the land of the free because of the brave. But well, when you lack brave people, it won't be a land of free anymore.
You know what? That's such a powerful statement. So true. So true. Annie, thank you so much for coming on and having the conversation with us.
Yeah, anytime. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Take care. Okay, thanks. Everybody, we'll be right back. We're going to talk more about this issue that everyone needs to be aware of. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end times.